you been looking at your garden recently thinking, gee, that needs a bit of a makeover, but garden design could be pretty expensive. How am I going to get the result that I need? Well, we've got some top tips for you today if you're planning on doing it yourself with our garden design guru from Todd Design here in Ballarat. It's the wonderful Helen Todd. G'day, Helen.
Hi, Brett. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. Lovely to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
You'd be proud of me. I had my secateurs out the other day.
Oh, should I be scared?
Probably. I think, yeah, just checking, got all my fingers. No, they're still there. No, we had this climbing rose at home that had gone nuts and was looking a little unkept because it was. And I thought, I think you'd probably tell me I've gone a little bit too early, but I got in and did it anyway. Was that all right?
That's perfectly fine. No, from July, perfect. July, August, even into September with some roses. But no, you've done the right thing.
Yeah, it was going, we've got this trellis that's on, it was going super high, so I've sort of cut the top out of it, hoping it'll go a little bit more sideways, to use a very technical garden term. Do you reckon that'll help?
Yes, it could, yes. You just look on those buds where they're pointing, and if you prune above those, the bud will show you which direction it's going to grow from. I think you've done the right thing.
time will tell. Full marks this morning. That's a first from Helen Todd, ladies and gentlemen. I'm feeling very, very flattered this morning. Hey, Helen, going back many, many years when my wife and I have got our first home in Soldiers Hill, the garden was a bit of a blank canvas. We didn't know what to do. We bumped into young Jeff from Formosa Gardens back in the day. He came to our place with a shovel. And he kind of did this outline of all these garden beds for us. He did it in an absolute flash and was probably gone in 20 minutes and then said, over to you. You guys can do the hard work. But there's the outline of your garden. That sort of stuck with us. And that's the sort of thing I wanted to talk to you about this morning. How can we do it ourselves when it comes to garden design?
Well, I've never heard that type of approach before, but Jeff does know what he's doing out at Formosa, so I think, I don't know whether he does that now, but that's fantastic service to have.
Yeah, it really was. It was above and beyond, and it absolutely helped us. What sort of tips could you give people who maybe haven't got a heap of cash to get started?
Absolutely. There's lots of things you can think about, and I think one of the main things is don't rush in too quickly. Again, I always say that it's all about patience, and it is. One of the best things you can possibly do is just forget about plants for a while. They really come last. You could put together a mood board or a Pinterest page or even a scrapbook.
A scrapbook? That's a bit old school. With sticky tape and pictures and stuff.
I did say mood board and Pinterest page. No.
I like scrapbook better.
So depending on, that type of thing you're into, and you just put things in it. You obviously glean from magazines and from other Pinterest pages and from Google or whatever, ideas and colours and, yes, the look of the plants you want, furniture and what features you want, and really sort of get that sort of, especially if you're doing it as a family thing or with your partner or even on your own, knuckle down and just see what you actually want from your garden, not necessarily in your garden, and then work that around. And then from putting these things together, something will keep coming up time and time again. You think, okay, well, that's what I want in my garden, or that's the sort of feel, the colours, that type of thing. I think that's really important.
Yeah, great tips. I think working out what you want is super important. I know I've been to the nursery before with no real plan in mind, Helen, and it's almost a bit overwhelming.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like doing your interiors. I mean, there's so much to pick from now. And I don't go with, I'll just have one of those, what they're having. I think, well, what's the point of having your own, gorgeous place if it's going to look like the next door neighbours?
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. Just get what your personality into your garden. And then again, you need to assess your site. Where is it facing? North, south, east? What's actually already in there? Where's that lovely spot you can find in winter? Oh, and God, aren't we just creeping towards the sun at the moment? Anywhere there's a bit of that afternoon show. Yep. I'm like a cat. I'm trying to, find spots.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention a fur ball, but no, you were chasing the sun. Right, gotcha.
Existing trees. you know, obviously where all your services are and access and things like that, the site assessment's really important because, you know, what's the point of planting a lemon tree down in the back corner if it's not going to get any shade, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then you can do just a really rough, doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't, you don't have to draw, just do a rough site drawing, then just start, you know, playing around with it. Oh, I wouldn't mind that there. I'd like to extend that eating area, al fresco area. I'd love to put in my, a different type of clothesline. I'd love a chook house, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, my wife loves doing that, and she does it with an old school HB pencil and a rubber, and just, designs and rubs it out and starts again and comes up with these great plans.
Absolutely. I think you can't, you have to do that because otherwise, we'll, you know, you have to put all that mood board stuff then somehow on a piece of paper so you can sort of look at it and play it and change it around. And don't be afraid. Just keep drawing lines and, yeah. And then the next thing that a lot of people overlook is the scale.
Okay.
Scale is so important. You don't want a tiny little alfresco area where you can't fit your table and chairs on. You don't want halves that every time you go past with the wheelbarrow, it's, you know, takes out half of the shrub. It's really important. That's when you get a little bit firm with yourself and say, well, I actually can't have everything.
Yeah.
I want to have feeling like it's meant to feel. And you know it. You know inside, that feels right.
Mm.
And you don't want these skinny little garden beds around the boundary of the house. Why just follow the fence line? Make it exciting. Make it come in and out and give the garden bed some depth, and then you get depth in your backyard that you don't realise you have because this whole vista changes. Yeah, depth in garden beds is an amazing thing to do.
Yeah, so many people have these tiny little skinny garden beds and there's not much soil in. If you look at how council do it, for example, down the middle of Sturt Street or Victoria Street in Ballarat, they're wide and they've poured in a heap of soil and they look magnificent.
Absolutely. And some of them, they even raise them up and, you know, they're not level with the ground. They're in mounds and all that different interest. Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, Helen, the other thing we can do, not in the creepy sort of way, but is, you know, follow people like you around. Look what experts are doing in your neighbourhood and if you like what you've seen, maybe do a copycat thing but with your flair.
Absolutely. Walk around your neighbourhood. You can't not do that because then you know when we come down to the plants, then you know what grows well. You think, right, well, obviously that really loves this area and note where it's sited in their garden and go and do the thing.
Yeah. I noticed there's a new medical facility being renoed in Mare Street in central Ballarat, and they've spent a bomb on the landscaping out the front, and I was just stalking that the other day thinking, hey, that looks really cool. I wouldn't have thought about doing that. We could try that. So, again, more inspiration free of charge.
Absolutely, and Janine Burns done that, and it's very nice, and it's come up really well. And, again, you just pinch ideas. As we know with most things, there's no new ideas. It's just recycled.
That's exactly right. When it's a ripper of an idea, claim it as your own. That's what I do. Well, Helen, I've taken so much from our conversation today. Be patient, start a scrapbook, work out what you want, assess the site, what services have you got there, do a rough drawing, and then, you know, probably the biggest takeaway is make sure the scale is right and I reckon go big or go home. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, because a lot of people think it's a small garden, everything has to be small. Well, it's actually quite opposite.
Yeah, yeah, great tips. Mm. Helen, I'm going to keep my notes from today, as I always do. Love talking to you about all things garden and garden designs. Helen Todd, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.
Pleasure.